And welcome back to the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We are your hosts. I'm Bob Tingle. Colonel Bob Tingle.
I'm Ian Dorrance. Just Ian Dorrance. And I'm sorry, I was trying to refocus my camera. And so, thank you again for joining us on another episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels. We're joined by our good friend and yours, Mr. Derek Hoskins. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing so great. I'm doing so great. This is fantastic. A little peek behind the curtain for anybody that is not familiar with the goings on of the Silver Screen Scoundrels. Bob has a very specific 5-second counter, and when he gets down to five, no matter what's happening on the other side of that camera,
if he's or gonna buts do about the it. It's a no nonsense.
Just trying to get things rolling.
I'm very happy to be here. I'm excited to talk about this movie. Thank you guys for having me. It's been a blast.
Thank you for reviewing
movies
here,
these last couple of weeks.
Yeah. This is like your third episode in like the last three episodes.
Yeah, I know. Don't get used to it.
I'm not.
Ian, you see me every week anyway.
We're going to talk about a movie called Don't Worry. We're going to talk about a movie called Don't Worry, Darling.
I'm not going to cut any of
starring
this out.
Starring everybody's favorite actor, Harry Styles. And Florence Pugh. She's in it too. Ugh, right? Am I right? Who wants to see Florence Pugh for 2 hours? Give me more, Harry. Said nobody ever. You know what? I'm going to start this off. I'm not going to dive too much into it. I'm going to start this off by saying I don't hate Harry Styles as much as some people.
Agreed.
I don't hate Harry Styles.
That's not what I heard.
Don't think Harry Styles can be a leading man because he can't act.
I heard that you hated him.
No.
We've had multiple conversations where you talked about how much you hate Harry Styles.
I could care less.
He's not in a group anymore.
He's a leading man.
He's not what?
In a group anymore. He's solo, I think.
I see why, because his acting sucks. I can only imagine how singing is.
Bob, I respect your opinion and how passionate you are, especially about your hate for Harry Styles. And that, my friend, that is what makes you beautiful.
Okay, so I'm going to start off. I did not.
The Colonel has got no time for our nonsense tonight.
For our last episode, the person that didn't like it started it. So I'm going to start it because I did not like this movie.
Okay.
I did not like anything about it, with the exception of two actors, Florence Pugh and Chris Pine. They're the only ones that seemed like they knew what this movie wanted to do. They're the only ones that put any effort into it. Harry Styles he overacted. He had the same expression on every fucking thing that was happening in the whole movie. I didn't believe a word he was saying at all. He was just flat out.
Oh, off. Which Florence Pugh could say the same.
The scene in the car. I love Clint Eastwood. I think he's a great director. And the scene in the car with Harry Styles only reminded me of that terrible scene in Gran Torino where they lock the boy up. That's what Harry Styles did in the car. And it was awful. Like, it almost made me get up and leave because it just bothered me so much. Like, how can you put so much faith in a guy that is clearly not ready to be a leading man? Clearly,
because he's young and attractive, and the director's got the hots for him.
It doesn't matter. He ruined he ruined the movie at all. He ruined everything. Well, not I won't say everything.
You ruined everything. Harry Styles, you ruined everything.
The movie is actually kind of gorgeous. I actually think it's shot decently. The cinematography I thought was pretty good, and the acting between Chris Pine and Florence Pugh I thought was great. Great. I thought everyone else was terrible, including Olivia Wilde. I didn't believe anything she was saying either. Nick Kroll, who I really like, I couldn't stand him. I couldn't stand to listen to him. I thought he was awful. The story itself, I thought was, I don't want to say overused because it's supposed to be a sci-fi utopia type thing, but it's wasn't original, not at all. And I know it has this whole feminist message behind it, and I didn't like it. So with the exception of Florence Pugh and Chris Pine, they're the only saving grace of this movie. If you want to watch a movie to where you only care about two characters and it looks pretty, then I guess you can waste your time on this.
Let me ask you a question, Bobby.
What?
Did you like it?
No, I didn't like it. No, I didn't like it at all.
Okay. I'm going to check back with you again here in a moment, okay?
Okay.
see if you like it a little bit more here in a minute.
Okay.
Derek, go ahead, man. What did you think about it? You didn't watch it with Bobby nor myself.
No, I watched it by myself. So well. Yeah, I watched this one by myself. It was okay. You know, I didn't hate it as much as Bob did. Especially Harry Styles. I thought that he was a serviceable enough actor. I do agree he's not ready to be a leading man. But I thought he did an okay job. He didn't take me out of the movie by any means. Florence Pugh and Chris Pine, I believe, will get a Best Actress and Best Supporting Actor nomination out of this. I think they should. They were excellent in it.
Really?
The cinematography, Matthew Libatique was the cinematographer, and it was absolutely beautifully shot. I love the cinematography. I love the set design and the costumes. Like Bob said again, it was a beautiful movie. It just wasn't a good movie. The story wasn't there. It was some story beats that we've seen before, and I think that we've seen in better movies. We're spoilers on this if nobody has seen the movie yet. About midway through the movie, I text Bob and while I was at the theater, I just said, "So it's The Village, right? Like it's just basically The Village." I knew it was going to be The Village. And, you know, it wasn't exactly that, but it had some the fact that it wasn't actually taking place in the time period you're supposed to think that it is, that it's actually present day, is why I equated it to The Village. And I think The Village did that storyline better. It also had a lot of Stepford Wives motifs to it and ideas to it. And the Stepford Wives did it better.
Agreed.
It mimicked movies that were better movies and didn't live up to them, in my opinion. I disagree completely about all the other actors. I think Harry Styles is the weak link. I believe Olivia Wilde. I really enjoyed Nick Kroll as the weird douchey guy down the street. I thought he played the role perfectly. And what's her name? Gemma Chan? Gemma Chan, is that the actress that plays Chris Pine's wife?
Gemma Chan.
I can't remember if that's her name or not. I apologize if it's not. That's going to sound like super racist if it's not her name, because she's an Asian actress. She was great as usual. She was also in Eternals and Captain Marvel, and she was very good. So I disagree that all the acting was bad except for those two, but Harry Styles was the weak link, and unfortunately the story didn't keep me engaged. I was in it for about the first half hour, 45 minutes, and then I started checking my phone every 5 minutes to see how long I'd been in that theater.
Why? Because there was 45 minutes after that where nothing happened?
Yeah. Yeah, they built up to a story that they did not pay off. They drug this movie out so far and so long that I'm not joking. I literally, for the last hour of the movie, checked my phone every 5 to 10 minutes trying to see how much longer was in the movie because I was that bored with it. So, you know, I did not love the movie. I liked it a little better than Bob, but not by much. Ian?
Okay.
Take it away, sir.
Well, I will say that that I absolutely loved watching this movie with Bob. Because Bob got up to pee one time. And this is the first time Bob gets up to pee. Bob's sitting in front of me, kind of off to my left. But the point is, I can see Bob in my peripheral. I'm watching a movie. I see Bob get up. I look over thinking, okay, Bob's going to the bathroom. And then I notice something very important. He's not moving fast at all. And I think at one point, like I look, his shoulders are down, his head's down. He's just kind of trudging along slowly. And I started busting out laughing. And the other guy we were watching the movie with was like, turns around, because it wasn't a laughable scene. And he turns around, and I point to Bob, and I said, he fucking hates it. And I said, look how slow he walked out of here. So that was entertaining to me. That was very entertaining to me to watch Bobby's reaction. So... with that being said, my overall take of the movie is I don't think I've ever seen a movie with Florence Pugh that I wasn't impressed with her. Mm-hmm. I was never a fan of Midsommar.
But she did great.
But she was great in it.
She was fantastic. She you guys haven't seen that either, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You both have?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you both said you hadn't seen it before. Sorry.
I watched it recently.
Movie, in my opinion.
I actually liked it.
I think it's a heaping pile of dog shit.
I didn't.
And like I thought, you didn't like it?
I did not.
Okay. I thought she was flawless in the movie. Now I'll tell you, the first half an hour of that movie, I was liking it a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. And we're probably going to get into that movie because I got thoughts on that movie. And I got thoughts on Hereditary, too.
I haven't watched.
Oh, watch now, Hereditary.
It's made by the... It's the same movie.
Don't watch it?
Watch that movie.
Really?
It's so much better than Midsommar.
Really?
So much better. Hereditary is one of the most unsettling movies I've ever seen. Not because it's a bad movie, because of the... That's one that still to this day, there are scenes that stick with me.
It's in the last 10 minutes of the movie. The movie's 2 hours.
It's not only the last 10 minutes, but we're not here to talk about Hereditary.
Don't give it away.
Hey, I don't want to give anything away for Bob.
Hey,
this isn't my show. I know. Hey, it's not my show.
This is not your show. Don't tell me what we're here for. I'll put you in the lobby. I know I don't have that power right now, but still. So Florence Pugh, we all agree, we'll gush over Florence Pugh. She's not only just that beautiful woman, she's not only just a gorgeous woman, but I just think she's a great actress in general.
She's phenomenal.
I think that that she's just great in everything she's in, and I just think that she's just a good actress in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And
I love it. She's in the MCU.
Yeah, she's great in that too. So I didn't hate Harry Styles either. I kind of agree with Derek. Like, is he leading man material? Probably not. But at the same time, it's like
the answer is no.
I don't think he was nearly as bad as like what Bob thinks he was. And the car scene didn't really bother me that much. I know the scene Bob's talking about clearly because I acted it out, which I think I did much better than the boy in the movie. And I don't think that those aren't on the same level. I am a little confused as to why he was acting that way, knowing damn good and well she was just going to come right back.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wondered that too. That scene was like they just threw it in there for the movie.
To her. And I'm like, what did they do to like erase her memory like that? Because I thought the whole shock therapy thing was just in her head in the simulation. I didn't think that was in the real world. So I need to watch it. I need to watch that part again. I won't say I watched the whole movie again. To understand. I will say that I was enjoying it up to a certain point because I am a huge fan of whodunit and thrillers and mysteries. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite genre of books, especially. Mm-hmm. So anything that I have to use my brain and think like, oh shit, what's going on? I'm a huge fan of until like we get to like the third act, and then it's either it's make it or break it time for me.
Right.
The village is a perfect example because I was very intrigued about the village. I was like, what's going on? And then the second act started to fall off for me. And then the third act, I just absolutely hated. I did think that the reveal was good. Don't get me wrong. and Village. And I kind of felt the same way about this one to a point, and I'll explain that. The whole reveal I thought was a very, very original idea for what they were trying to like accomplish in this movie, but I get that it's not original in the same aspect that like it's a simulation, just like Matrix and stuff like that. But I appreciate what they were trying to do, and at the same time, like respect the story that they were trying to tell. I do think it kind of fell flat. Like I do get that there was a message, and I got the message. I completely understand that. You know, we're living in a world, there's no pain, there's no, which I'd strongly disagree with. People were showing a lot of pain in the movie and emotion, because Florence Pugh was emotional through a lot of the movie. So I think that the general concept of Harry Styles' reasoning of don't leave, just stay in here, because, you know, like everything is so much better here. Like, we have this life, blah, blah, blah. We have this. And then she's like, lazy. No, because it's not real.
Didn't have to do anything
and,
in the game, in the real life.
And that, well, and that part pissed me off too, because he was like, I leave here every day and I go to work busting my ass so you can stay here and be happy so you don't have to work. And I'm like, doing what? What do you do? You don't do anything. When you go to work, you're not really going to work, you jackass. You're waking up and going and having fucking Dairy Queen or something. Like, and you act like
her body to survive, she would need more than just a few drops of water in her mouth.
Yeah. Well, I think so, when he said I go to work, he said in order to afford for us to do this, because I think that when the men leave to go to work in the simulation, they're actually leaving the simulation to go to their work in the present day.
I understand. So I think that he's actually working. He can't have that strenuous of a job.
No, you wouldn't think.
You can't. He just simply cannot. So he should be working to provide for her, because he's literally keeping her prisoner. Oh, I'm doing this for you. Well, I mean, it's against your will, but I'm doing this for you. No, that's bullshit. One thing that bothered me was the fact that she went to headquarters, as they call it, and she walked up that hill and she puts her hand on that glass, and that's how she goes back into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
That's a silly way to wake up. And not to mention the fact that they're driving these cars, the men are driving these cars every day into this giant hole underneath of the mountain. Yeah. Why couldn't she just do that? Why does she have to
go all the way up to the top?
In a circle all the way up. And why is she driving so fast up that hill? She's not going to make it. That car doesn't have the proper traction for making that sharp of a turn. Slow down. None of those cars did. They all would have had to slow down. And not to mention the fact that she's driving on the desert and they're catching up to her. How are they catching up?
Yeah, how did they catch up so fast? They weren't
catching up the entire time until she got into the desert.
And also, why are only men dead if they die in the simulation? I wish they would have explained that. Because Olivia Wilde made a specific statement that if a man dies here, he dies in the real world. And so it made me wonder why. Like, if that's the stipulation of the simulation, why wouldn't you both
die? I thought it was implied that whoever dies in there dies in the real world.
No, because if that was the case, she wouldn't have had to drive in the headquarters. She could have just stabbed herself in the neck and died and woke up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
but she had to specifically drive to headquarters, because if not, they were going to kill her real body in real life.
Yeah, they were going to go out and kill her.
And I guess, and I get that she had to beat them there so she could wake up before they woke up and got her. And I get that. But again, why are the guys all driving into the hill, but she's got to go all the way up? And will you tell me they're driving, they're not actually going down low? Because we don't actually see them going into that hole. But you're telling me that like they're all driving up there? First of all the cars wouldn't fit there. And then when she went to there the first time, she would have saw all the cars sitting out front, because all the men would have been awake. So they're clearly going underneath. And am I to believe that they're going underneath and then coming out and walking up that long ass hill?
Well, and then also, why were all the women waking up just because she killed Harry Styles? Like, the whole program, because one guy died, the whole program is going to just crap out. This incredibly sophisticated piece of software, because there's one bug in the system, everything goes down to the point.
That can apparently make you feel body temperature.
Yeah, to the point where Chris Pine's wife snaps out of it and kills him.
Which, by the way, that part, she just like pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to do this myself. Like, do what? You didn't do anything.
Yeah, I know. It was ridiculous.
Stabbed him and then nothing happened. Nothing happened. They didn't show her again.
I didn't like that there's a company that allows you to choose somebody to just imprison.
Yeah, they were straight up kidnapping people.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I thought, you know, with the amount of people they have in that village or that town or whatever it is, Utopia, you know, that would be noticed.
And then Olivia Wilde going in there willingly because her kids are in there and that's the only place that she could see them alive. I thought it's Doctor Strange all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's WandaVision all over again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on a serious note, for me, it was like started off intriguing. I was interested. And then I thought, like, okay, well, this could go a few different ways. I didn't really see the simulation thing coming. So I thought that was a nice little twist, so to say. Obviously not the best twist I've ever seen. I don't know. I want to say my rating, so I'm going to let you guys kick off the ratings. I'm going to let Derek go since he's the guest.
Like I said, I didn't like this movie, but I didn't hate it. So for me, it's got to be a 5. That's it. I can't go higher than a 5. I don't really want to go lower than a 5 because other than Harry Styles, like I said, I really like the acting. And even I said at the beginning that I think that it's going to get at least 2 nominations from Florence Pugh and Chris Pine, but I think it'll also get a nomination for cinematography and costume design because it was beautiful to look at.
What'd you think, Bobby?
I thought it was pretty to look at, but with the exception of Florence Pugh and Chris Pine and the wall, the glass wall, which I thought was really a cool scene. I don't think there's anything redeeming about this movie. It's a 3.
Okay.
Right. The piss that I got up to piss was a boredom piss. It wasn't an
just had to get out of the theater and do something.
Yeah. And I moseyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Ian. You got to give yours. Give it the high score.
5.5.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it had me guessing throughout. I was intrigued. I was really curious as to what the hell was going on, and I wanted it to be a little different. I didn't hate the reveal of it being the simulation. I think they could have done it a little bit better with the mountain thing, and then the guy driving out of the tunnel, the doctor, like a classic, like, villain, like, oh, we gotta stop her.
What was his plan?
And they just throw him straight at her. I'm like,
okay, what was his plan? Did he not think he was gonna die?
You're clearly not a smart man.
Well, I disagree with both of your ratings, sirs, but I will fight to the death. You're right to have.
But I will say that, like I was saying, the guy that was driving toward her, I'm not sure what his end game was because he was going to drive straight into her, right? Well, she slams on the brake and he ends up hitting those other two cars. Mm-hmm. So was his plan the whole time was to sacrifice himself to keep her from getting out?
Who knows?
If that's the case, why did he drive all the way out there? You know where she's coming. Let her come to you.
Yeah, just go there. You're already there. Go up to the top and stop
just
her.
Just wait. Yeah, just wait.
He's a just big, wait. Lanky guy. He can play defense. Yes. Just arms out.
Yeah, he's got like a 10-foot wingspan.
Yeah, he was a big,
I didn't understand it. So that's like, at first it was like, it was climbing up there for me around the 7 territory. Because like I said, I like that. I like those style of movies. I like those Harry Styles of movies.
I see what you did.
But like I said, some of the acting threw me off. Nick Kroll, I just found exhausting. I just thought he was annoying
right?
the entire time.
I thought that was the character he was playing, so I enjoyed it. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, but I didn't even. It was his voice.
Well, that's not his fault.
It is his fault. He doesn't sound like that in the league.
Yeah. He sounds like that in a lot of his characters. He was playing a character, so I'll give
you're
you that.
Thinking, you're talking about the show Big Mouth where he plays.
No, it's not voices. Just that. I mean, he's done the Oh Hello, the Broadway show with John Mulaney where he does different voices, and he's done a lot of sketch comedy and things. He's known for doing voices. Maybe that one wasn't the best one. Yeah, he would it would have been better. I don't
understand why he's doing voices. It's not a cartoon. It's not a sketch comedy. He's in a movie. I don't understand why he had to do that annoying voice. But anyway,
well, that's like saying I don't understand why Denzel Washington is talking like Malcolm X. You're in a movie, not a sketch comedy show. Why are you doing a voice?
Why was he doing? He was playing a man that was a real man.
He was playing a douchey husband from the 50s. Don't slow blink at me.
But we don't. That's not exactly how they sounded. They didn't have this annoying voice like that. They didn't talk like that. Not all of them. Denzel Washington talked like Malcolm X because that's how Malcolm X sounded.
How do you know?
There's video.
I'm just playing. I know.
There's audio.
And by the way, when you were giving your ratings, all I thought of was I laughed, I cried, I was on the edge of my seat. 4 out of 10. 3.
I mean, that's pretty much sums up this movie. I thought it was a valiant effort. I thought Olivia Wilde did decent on the directing. I think she's an idiot and a terrible person. But other than that,
I did find myself thinking I did find myself wishing that it was Shia LaBeouf every time Harry Styles was on screen, because that was the distracting part for me, is thinking Bob, Shia LaBeouf is the better actor.
Yeah, Bob, I said that because, like, and I don't have nothing, that I haven't looked too much into it, but I do know from what I'm reading, headlines at least, a lot of people are saying that all Olivia Wilde did this entire movie during shooting was bully Florence Pugh. Afterwards in interviews, she just kept slamming Florence Pugh and throwing her under the bus for multiple
no
things.
Shit. I did not know that.
Yeah. Look it up when you get off here, man. That's what I'm reading. I haven't like looked too much into it. That's just the hearsay.
Understood. It's all hearsay, unfortunately. We'll never know what really went down on that set. But I'll tell you what, if they make a documentary about the making of this movie, it'll be more interesting than this movie.
I just like I feel like they had a missed opportunity here. I feel like Harry Styles should have sat down with Florence Pugh. She should have been sitting on the couch, like that scene where she was real upset and she just, we just need to leave. Can we please just leave? Can we just go right now? He needed to grab her by the hands, bend down on both of his knees, look her dead in her eyes, tell her how much he loved her, right? And I think he needed to say something along the lines of, and I'm just spitballing here, but like, yeah, of course, we'll leave as soon as you want to, because baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that your hair makes me overwhelmed.
She was pretty classic.
And that is what makes you beautiful. Go pack your things for me. Bob has no idea what's happening.
No. It's
a One Direction song, Bobby. I'm sorry.
What direction is it?
That one. Oh. East.
She didn't know. Oh. That's what makes her beautiful.
Once again, thank you for joining us on the Silver Screen Scoundrels. We enjoyed talking about this movie because of the differences of opinions here, but at the same time, the same opinion.
Let's say not that vastly different.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Let everybody know I had an awesome opening at the start of this, but they screwed it up. I couldn't do it. It was going to be the most entertaining thing about
it was game. Entertaining. That's why I laughed. I think it's all down to perspective. My perspective was seeing you come to life like a like a marionette puppet.
I've got no strings to hold me down.
Bob, don't we have a merch store that we got?
We do have a merch store, and if you guys are liking our content, and we would appreciate the support, and you can, there's a link in the description for you to buy some stuff. Derek's got something. I have a shirt, but it's underneath this.
Take it off. Take it off.
Please like
and subscribe. Jack it off.
Follow us on TikTok. Silver Screen Scoundrels actually has a TikTok now. And I did my first video the first time the other day.
And you did great.
I did, Ian. Did you see it?
Oh, yes, I did see it. I watched it earlier. Was it the movie thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of these days we'll actually get Ian on TikTok.
I got them all.
We're going to do it. Me and Ian.
And then we're going to report something on TikTok.
So, in all honesty, though, make sure you're following the Silver Screen Scoundrels on TikTok because we got to get them up to 1,000. We can do lives together.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. Get us to 1,000. Well, I'm not going to get 1,000 if I don't put up some more content.
Yeah, you got
to
put up videos.
It's going to happen soon because, you know, everything's going to change soon and I should be able to do a lot more of that stuff.
I'll try as soon as Derek shows me how to use TikTok.
I can show you something.
Can you show me the world?
Shining,
shimmering.
Splendid.
The movie makes me emotional. It's so beautiful.
Is time a ticking yet, Bob?
Actually, I'm having fun.
Yeah. Know your place, guest.
Yeah, yes.
Can't you see we are talking?
Seriously, Derek, though, I really appreciate you coming on with us. I do think it's a lot of fun.
I could have done without you. No, it's always a pleasure.
I wish you would have watched X so you could have been on with us for that.
I know. I wish I could have been on the X review.
But don't worry, more to come. We have The Night House coming out very, very soon. We should have, assuming this is going to come out first, I don't know why it wouldn't, but we got Smile coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very creepy looking movie.
It's going to be creepy.
Very disturbing. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's not one of those you saw all the good things in the preview type thing.
Well, he's
Just like that. Just like that. So, with that being said, please like, subscribe, and join us
in the month of October. Don't forget that.
What's in the month of October, Bob?
The month of October, we're going to do some franchises, and our first franchise is going to be Friday the 13th, and we're going to do 3 movies per episode.
Woohoo! That's what we say right now, but it depends on how excited we get. We may.
I'm very excited for it, Ian.
I am too. So Bobby's really excited because for those of you that don't know, that's one of Bobby's favorite franchises.
That is, horror. He's my favorite slasher. I think Jason's the best slasher.
Respect that. Disagree, but respect that. He's up there.
Who's your favorite?
Michael Myers is my favorite.
Oh, really? Really? He's up there in the top. But I can't get behind Michael because he'll kill kids. Jason won't.
Yeah, I can. I don't know. I feel like didn't Jason try to kill what's his name?
Tried to kill Tommy Jarvis.
Tommy Jarvis, yes.
Tommy was like 12.
But I was thinking that the Corey Feldman.
Yeah,
that's true. He did. He did. But he didn't focus only on
kill a baby
on Tommy, and Tommy like really threw him for a loop because
Tommy did kill him. To be fair,
he was clearly a threat. Michael Myers will come for you anywhere at any time.
Yeah, but he spends all of his time stalking one person in the majority of the movies, and he just kills whoever gets in his way.
Well, Jason, that's easy. Just gonna go camping.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Ian, leave him alone.
Stay off leave his damn alone. Land, and he'll leave you alone.
Yeah. Stay off his lawn.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you guys are missing a couple of movies where he wasn't at Camp Crystal Lake.
He was taken off Camp Crystal
Lake. The first movie he was introduced in, he wasn't in Camp Crystal Lake when he killed Alice at the very beginning of the movie.
That's true. Where was that?
Then he was in
Manhattan. Remember the city.
He was in Manhattan in Jason Takes Manhattan. AKA
they kind of Toronto. Really screwed up with the geography.
I feel like they kidnapped him.
Yeah, they kind of did because all of a sudden Crystal Lake is
Crystal Lake had an ocean. Yeah, had ocean access somehow.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows Camp Crystal Lake right off the harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he never even thought about that. He's like, by boat? I can take
it. It was fun seeing him in New York for that total 10 minutes.
kicking that boombox was the highlight of the movie.
Jason X was just a fun slashing kill when he was in space. So didn't mind that either.
Space, which is like the campgrounds for the universe.
They actually did a simulation to try to confuse him with the campgrounds, and he did quick work of those.
And then even though it doesn't technically count, Jason's soul was out of Camp Crystal Lake throughout the entire Jason Goes to Hell.
Dad's soul.
We don't count that
one. And Mom's soul. And Maggie's soul.
And then he was on Elm Street during Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay. Yeah,
I feel like out of like the 12 movies, he was gone like five times on
making a point that I was clearly joking about and join in for my Simpsons reference. But you know what? If you're going to be like that, thank you again for joining the Silver Screen Scoundrels.
Who's your favorite, Derek?
I don't care, Mom. I'm funny.
best movies, Halloween franchise, Michael Myers. Most entertaining, Freddy Krueger. That's what I'm saying.
So Freddy Krueger, your favorite?
No, Freddy's the most entertaining. I think the better movies is Michael. I don't know. I have a hard time. I don't know. I can't pick. It's between those two. It depends on which one I watch last.
Okay.
So disappointed. Man, okay,
Ian, let's end this. I'm sorry. I enjoy those
times. I don't think I've ever had a clean outro since we've started this show.
I apologize. That's my fault. I enjoy talking about that stuff. Sorry, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for sticking with us for this. Little
ramble
back and forth.
Bye, everybody.
I think that's what we've become known for.
Yeah.
Well, it is the past few weeks at least, and you know.
Yeah. Blame it on me. It only happens when I'm here.
I am blaming it on you. I literally said that. Mom and I never have this issue when you're gone.
No.
No, seriously, this is fun as always. I really appreciate everybody joining us tonight, especially you, Derek, being here live and in person. Thank you again. And on behalf of Bob and Derek's sneeze.
I muted my mic. You didn't hear it.
No, I didn't have to hear it. That's the act of a sneeze. Okay, well, anyway. That. God. On behalf of Bob, Derek, I've been Ian, and as always, so long.
Bye, everybody.